The Up North Podcast is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy. Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yacoub with the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstad from the Minocqua Brewing Company.
And I'm Sarah Yacoub from the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack.
And I'm Pat Kreitlow, founder of Up North News, WI.com, a similarly named but entirely separate state-based news site that we'll talk about later. But first, we want to introduce this week's addition to the lineup. Guest co-host Chris Bremer joins us. Normally from Minocqua, she's somewhere else today, but we're going to go along and say she's on Minocqua because, as you know, for those of you that catch us on the video feed, she had the good sense to put up a rustic background behind her. So doesn't matter where you are, Chris, welcome. You are still up north.
Thank you. In my heart, always.
That's well, right.
Pat, you don't know this. Well, you might've learned in earlier before we got on the air, but that is Chris's awesome new greenhouse that I think her hubby might've built for her last year during COVID, right?
Yeah, that's right. I decided we have to go off the grid. And so we built a greenhouse so we could grow our
Chris is
food.
Married to one of the last Renaissance men left in the world. So there's very little he can't do.
Well, when you're sheltering at home and you're handy, I mean, just imagine what you can do. No, look at that. I mean,
honestly, as mechanical as I get was putting up and now taking down the hammock. That was my big chore for the weekend. And that was heartbreaking enough. So now the closest thing we get to a hammock is that Sarah is sitting in one of those hammock chairs still recovering from the broken knee. I got a feeling, Sarah, that you're fully recovered, but you're milking this now. I mean, you get to sit in the nice comfy chair.
I do enjoy the egg chair here, but I am looking forward to getting back to my normal human being chair, my normal human being desk.
That day will come. So we last week we were kind of mourning that the Brewers had been eliminated. This week, we can say the Bucks are already on their way to a second championship, second straight championship after winning their season opener against the Brooklyn Nets. And now when I say Bucks and six, Kirk knows what I'm talking about now, because Kirk isn't always plugged into the ways of major sports.
So just like normal, Pat, I know very little about basketball, but I did notice that these rings were like super like glammy. Like, are they made out of diamonds? Chris, do you know this?
Yeah.
Sarah?
Yeah.
All over, there's diamonds on the whole ring?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All over the place. I mean, you normally have to, you don't normally only see that on trial attorneys like Chris Bremer. Do you see rings like that, with that much ice on something, but.
The bling is big.
Yeah.
If you're a basketball star.
The other thing that they've got in that particular ring is what's it called? A QR code. You can actually open up the top. There's a QR code and you can scan it with your phone and see video highlights of the Bucks winning the world championship. So
if that's playing 30 years from now, then that's not going to be good. If they have that clip 30 years from now.
Yep. But we also want to note, and we noted at Up North News when we were showing off the ring ceremony, we got to remember that the Bucks playoff run, this is not just some Milwaukee story. There, people from up north came down, people from all over Wisconsin went to Milwaukee. That brought in $60 million in economic development. And because of the way the state has set things up, the Republican legislature, actually Milwaukee did not see a ton of that. A lot of it went into state coffers instead. So, one way or another, we all benefited to some degree from that playoff run. In my never ending quest to tie us all together, we are one Wisconsin. We are all up north, no matter what part of the state that we're in. Hey, we're going to take a break right now. And then when we come back, we're going to talk with Chris Bremer a little bit more about what's happening with some of our special frontline workers who are having to deal with a pandemic that just does not seem to end. So we'll do that after this. You're up north.